Now for some science and the most exciting story of the month. Czech psychologists help set the stage for one of the greatest journeys of the mind imaginable. The scene is a parking lot in Moscow where six scientists have been locked away in a mock spaceship for a 520-day-long mission to Mars. Here's Christian Falvey again with a fresh edition of Science Journal.
Hello, welcome to Science Journal for June 2010 and to outer space and the adventures of the Czech Republic therein. Czech news abounds in science stories every month, but it is not so often that the final frontier makes the front page, and what I am most excited about is the Mars 500 project and the six would-be cosmonauts that have been padlocked into a five-room module in a Moscow parking lot, where they will spend the next year and a half on a make-believe mission to Mars. There are no Czechs on the crew, but it was Czechs who conceived the psychoanalytical method with which the relationships on the so-called ship will be studied and fostered. Can they hack it? That is, after all, the purpose of the experiment, to see what will happen to them. How best can man survive his longest journey into space to another planet? The day before the historic experiment, I was joined in the studio by Mr. Tomáš Srb, a senior consultant at the QED Group, the Czech company facilitating the research. He told me about the key word in the project, sociomapping.
So sociomapping is an analytical method, which is used mainly for analysis of social systems, like small groups or bigger groups, like organizations. And the main idea is that we convert complex information about relations between the members of the group, of the team, for example, into like comprehensive and understandable model, graphic model, which is called a sociomap. And this is what we do also within the experiment Mars 500, because we analyze, using sociomapping, we analyze relationships between crew members. So we analyze and monitor their relations.
So, for example, let's say, to give a practical example, let's say in the English department of Radio Prague, there are seven of us. Okay. And if we knew that we were going to be working from a desert island for the next few years, what kind of advice could we expect to get from you?
Okay, so what I would offer you is that we can monitor your relations when you will be isolated on the island, and that we can give you feedback to how these relations, how they develop. That means to give you feedback before something happens. So we try to monitor like cohesiveness of the group. So which forces holds you together, and tell you if there is some risk that some like misunderstanding or conflict will happen.
So during the trip, not beforehand.
Well, we can measure it before, and then compare it with the state, which is, for example, after 1 month and the next month and so on. So we do this regularly each 14 days, each 2 weeks. We collect the data about what's going on in the group, and we create the analysis and provide feedback to people like in mission control center, psychological support team, and the crew members as well.
I imagine it as playing a kind of computer game, but I guess it's not like that for you at all, is it?
Well, we treat humans like as human beings, so it's not exactly a computer game. But, you know, it's very, the method itself is very visual. When you can look at the website, for example, where we have some examples, and you will see that it's easy to understand, it's very visual. And so, yeah, it can sometimes look like a computer game, because we also use a metaphor of landscape. So you can enter the landscape of the team, using the software, and you can walk through the landscape of the team. So, well, sometimes it looks like a computer game.
That's fascinating. But in any case, it's very much like science fiction, imagining the situation of sending a team of people all the way to Mars and assumedly back to Earth, and considering what kind of personality characteristics would best sit together and what kind of problems they could possibly face on the trip.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's still a little bit science fiction. That's why this experiment is done, because we need to know much more about how people behave in these situations, because this is the longest isolation experiment which has been done so far. And we still don't know what will happen within these 520 days. And regarding personalities, there was a really serious selection of people for this experiment. So there were like thousands of applicants for the experiment. And from these applicants, there were like 10 candidates, and now we have 6 people. So it was really, you know, very serious selection process.
People were really enthusiastic about being locked in a box for 520 days.
Well, yeah, surprisingly.
Are there any circumstances under which someone would leave, or the project would be halted altogether and everyone would be taken out?
Well, as far as I know, if there is really the risk that someone can potentially die or something like this, then he can be like taken off. But then the experiment would fail.
If or when there actually is a mission to Mars, can you imagine that you and your company will be involved in the mission itself?
Yes, I can imagine it. And in fact, we have also like International Space Station. So in cooperation with the same institute, we are planning to apply for some real study in space. So potentially, yeah, this is for us. This is a test of some system which can work for the crew in a spaceship, in a real spaceship.
That was Tomáš Srb from the psychoanalytical team of QED, who I'm certain we will hear much more from in the future, and not just 20 years from now. But no discussion about Czechs and space could be complete without inviting Dr. Jan Kolář to the table, the head of the Czech Space Office. Now, the work of that institution has been mentioned many a time now on Radio Prague, but I wouldn't like to give the idea that it is where Czech astronauts are sent to space on Czech spaceships, and since I couldn't have Dr. Kolář at the table, I tracked him down in Brussels to give us some solid background.
Yeah, of course, because the Czech Republic, firstly, we don't have any such ambitious space program. So we have Czech space activities, but all of them are at the moment organized through the European Space Agency. And Czech Space Office is here to help to communicate and serve as an information contact point for everybody who would like to get there in the European Space Program from the Czech side, and vice versa, to distribute information about the possibilities in Europe which exist for the Czech companies and institutions.
We've been talking about the Mars 500 project today. That's great news that there's Czech participation in that. When can we next expect Czechs to play some role in space news?
At the moment, the Czech Republic is involved in some of the European programs. One which was recently launched was 2 experiments on the ionospheric satellite, which was launched by European Space Agency called PROBA. And in the near future, what is under preparation is a development of the so-called microaccelerometer, which is a special device measuring very subtle changes in the gravity forces which force on the satellite in the orbit. This is a special instrument which will be on the board of satellite, which is called Swarm, planning to be launched in 2012. The other possibility is that the Czech Republic is very much looking to be partner of the next generation of solar orbiting satellite, which is called Solar Orbiter, where the Czech Republic is trying to put 3 experiments which would be engaged in the study of solar activities.
Okay, one last question. I have an article here in front of me from last week. The headline is, "The government would like to make the first steps towards the creation of a Czech cosmic agency or a Czech space agency." What would that entail?
Well, this is an activity which should somehow stress and foresee the better organization which exists at the moment in the Czech Republic, because at the moment the Czech Republic has a structure where the Ministry of Education is mainly responsible for communication with ESA, to getting the contact and to paying also the Czech contribution to ESA. The vision is that also other sectors should be involved and play more active role in space activities, and the national agency or the another form which would stress the involvement of the state institutions is foreseen, and one of the possible solutions is what you have mentioned. But this is a proposal, and it will be on our government to decide.
That was Dr. Jan Kolář of the Czech Space Office, maybe soon to be the National Space Agency. And that's all that time and space allow for today. But we'll be with you again with more science news and information in roughly 27 days, 23 hours, and 45 minutes. Until which time, I bid you farewell.